This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Amanda Bowman, CEO of Atlantic Bridge. It's a group that's designed to foster strong cross-Atlantic ties between the United Kingdom and the United States. The group was founded by current Member of Parliament Liam Fox, who in a conservative government could very well be the next Secretary of Defense for Great Britain. And Amanda, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Greg.
Well, right now, obviously, things are a little bit up in the air since the Conservatives did not win an outright majority. They did, by quite a large margin, win the most number of seats, however. But from what we're hearing in news reports, the existing Prime Minister, Labour's Gordon Brown, gets the first crack at forming a government. Is that accurate? And how likely is it that he'll be able to pull that off?
It's accurate, and it's fairly unlikely that he can. He certainly won't be able to do so without the support of the Liberal Democrats. Nick Clegg, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, made it clear that he would work with the party that got the most votes. That is David Cameron's Tory party. So, but he's also, I think, keen to get what he can for himself and for his party before joining the any sort of Tory government. So I think there's a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiations going on here. Some of it's pretty arcane stuff. It's rather like how difficult it is for people outside the United States to understand the Electoral College. You get into the weeds with our voting because it seems to us incomprehensible that somebody who won over nearly 90 seats more than the other parties still hasn't got a full majority, but I won't make your eyes glaze over by explaining that.
Well, Amanda, let's go back a little bit. Obviously, 326 seats are necessary for a majority because the House of Commons has a capacity of 650, and Conservatives are a bit short of that. Obviously, a simple majority on your own would have been the goal, so how much of a disappointment is it that that goal was not achieved?
I think it is a disappointment. I mean, it's obviously a disappointment. Somebody famously said to this Paddy Ashcroft said, "The British people have spoken, but what have they said?" And that's what I think most of us are pondering about. There's obviously a very strong loss for Labour, and people are disgusted with Labour. The Liberal Democrat, Nick Clegg, who was the darling of the media and very popular particularly after the first debate, did not actually win any additional seats. But nor did David Cameron really close the deal in the minds and hearts of people sufficiently to win a majority. So it's a very confusing time, to tell you the honest truth. I'm sure it's going to work out. This is a very old democracy, but we haven't had a hung parliament since 1974, so everybody's trying to scratch their heads and remember what the right thing to do is.
Let me dare to go back into the weeds with you a little bit here, Amanda, and see how this coalition might be formed. You mentioned that the Liberal Democrats, led by Mr. Clegg, are looking first to work with the party that won the most seats, and that's the Tories. What would they want in order to sign on? Would they need certain positions within the cabinet? What kind of concessions are they looking for?
Well, they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't spoken about cabinet positions, and that's not really, I think, significantly on the cards. But what they have run on is what they call proportional representation, which goes to the issue that in the way our MPs are elected, there are many sort of safe seats that for generations belong to either the Labour Party or the Tory Party. They want to sort of shake things up to make sure that there's more representation across the country. It's not unlike the Electoral College in that regard. So that's been a key issue for them. It would be a really unpopular move if David Cameron were to concede that to them. So in a speech he made this morning, he was sort of waffling a bit on that and saying he's ready to look at, you know, different aspects, but he certainly didn't sign up for that. And the other thing is that, you know, Nick Clegg was not, you know, he wanted to see major defense cuts. That's not going to happen under Cameron. So I just imagine the closed doors, there's a lot of shouting going on behind those closed doors.
So just to clarify the electoral reforms that he wants, rather than having a district by district, kind of like how the U.S. House of Representatives is set up,
exactly,
you would have just a nationwide vote, and whatever percentage your party got, that's the percentage of seats you would have in the House of Commons.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
So that's what they want. But they also have very different perspective. You know, one of the things that he ran on was, you know, closer relationships with Europe and that the special relationship with the United States is dead. Well, you know, I don't think that is something that's welcome in conservative circles. He also wanted the UK to adopt the euro. Well, you can imagine how popular that would be.
Yeah, right now, not so much.
So, I think that there are probably things that they, less controversial things that they can agree on. I think the whole thing will be resolved over the weekend. And, of course, the Queen plays a very important role in a hung parliament, very constitutional role, but she's the one who has to invite somebody to form a government. And, what they're balancing here is her constitutional role, which is not to get involved in politics, with the clear responsibility to invite the future, prime minister to form a government. So it's difficult territory. After 60 years as monarch, and I think she's had over 11 different prime ministers, from Winston Churchill to Gordon Brown, she's very much aware of the potential pitfalls for a monarchy in being drawn into refereeing the outcome of an inconclusive election.
Well, Amanda, we'll certainly keep track as to what happens over the weekend. As you suggest, all this might be wrapped up by then, and certainly how the relationship between our two countries proceeds once the new government's in place. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Amanda Bowman, CEO of Atlantic Bridge. It's an organization fostering a strong ties between the United States and the United Kingdom. It was founded by likely the next defense secretary for the UK, a member of Parliament, Liam Fox. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.